Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping the news, the major winter storm that's traveling through the Midwest and is expected to grade whiteout conditions in parts of Nebraska and Iowa. The National Weather Service's snow will begin this morning in western Nebraska before spreading eastward into Iowa. Parts of southeast Nebraska could see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow between this afternoon and tonight. The storm will affect most of Iowa, with snowfall expected from this afternoon through Thursday afternoon. Anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected in an area stretching from west central to northeast Iowa. Sustained winds in Iowa are predicted to reach between 25 and 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 45, while the sustained winds in Nebraska could be between 20 and 40 miles per hour. A blizzard warning has been issued, and that replaces the winter storm warning for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Madison, Taylor, Union, and Ringgold counties. And the blizzard warning goes into effect tonight at 6 o'clock and will last until noon on Thursday. Meanwhile, a winter storm warning remains in effect from 3 p.m. today until 6 a.m. Thursday for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. News time is 7:08.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. The end of the year offers opportunity to take advantage of preseason pricing on Kinsey planters, as well as to plan for tax time. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of new Kinsey planters in both 12 and 16 row 3600 twin line planters. Business has been good, and we also have a tremendous selection of used planters. Take a look at a 2011 3800 24-row 30-inch planter, loaded with auto shutoffs, pneumatic down pressure, hydraulic drive. Also, we have a 24-row 20-inch 3700. It's a 2008 low acres, a great bulk fill unit. In addition, we've got an excellent selection of 3600 16 rows, everything from an 01 to a 2011, and a good selection of 12 row 3600s. The equipment has really been moving this year, and so we're really motivated to get the lot cleaned up and clear out these trade-in planters. Stop into Lindeman Tractor and take a look. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
Many cell phone users in Iowa received a rude awakening early this morning. The first official wireless emergency alert was issued in our area, warning residents about a blizzard warning that goes into effect at 6 p.m. Customers of Verizon Wireless may have heard three short blasts at around 4 a.m. from their cell phone, and they represented the emergency alert system. Some customers of U.S. Cellular in the area report that they received neither the alert tones nor the text message informing them about the alert. You may recall we told you back in June that officials with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, had announced the agency was providing additional tools for federal, state, and local officials and others to alert and warn the public about severe weather. The Commercial Mobile Alert System, or CMAS, is being used to deliver wireless emergency alerts to wireless carriers for distribution to the public. That means that your cell phone will or should receive messages on its screen similar to a text message, showing the type and time of the alert along with what type of action should be taken. The alerts will not take place in the locations where the code red alert systems are activated or active, as those systems also handle a wide variety of local emergency situations. The message will be no more than 90 characters and will have a unique tone and vibration, including a WEA has been received. If the alert is received by your cell phone, you'll be advised to follow the instructions and seek additional information from local radio, television, NOAA weather radio, and other sources of emergency information. The alerts are being broadcast by cell towers, and any phone within range of those specific towers will immediately pick up the signal, provided they're capable of receiving the alerts. The availability of WEA alerts is dependent on the network status of the wireless carrier and handset availability, since not all cell phones receive those alerts. You should check with your cellular carrier, to see if the weather alerts are available in your area. FEMA says, as with all new cellular services, it will take time for upgrades in infrastructure, coverage, and handset technology to allow those WEA alerts to reach all cellular customers. Well, snowplow drivers will be busy over the next couple of days with the first major winter storm of the season bearing down on Iowa. Annette Dunn is the Winter Operations Manager with the Iowa Department of Transportation.
We have about 900 trucks available on any given time period. We also have, and I don't believe that we'll need it for this snowstorm, but we do also have snow blowers and so forth. All of our salt sheds are full at this point statewide, and We are ready to go.
The forecast calls for heavy snow at times and near blizzard conditions across much of the state today into tomorrow. And Dunn is advising motorists not to crowd the plow and simply slow down when you see any of the DOT's bright orange vehicles.
Especially with the storm that we have coming about, there's going to be probably some visibility issues, which there's not a snow plow in the world that can help us with visibility issues. And you may approach a snowplow very quickly since they'll only be going about 25 to 40 miles an hour, give or take. And you could approach that vehicle very quickly.
Snowplow operators didn't log many hours last year thanks to one of the mildest winters in the state's history. Dunn says the DOT workers still have been busy.
We actually are out there dealing with frost or trying to prevent frost, so we are using material and staff time. But the nice weather has allowed us to shift our resources over to some of the maintenance that we need to do on our roadway system.
Dunn is reminding motorists that if you must travel in foul weather, to keep the gas tank nearly full, pack an emergency survival kit, and carry a fully charged cell phone. Items in your winter survival kit in your vehicle should include booster cables, candles and matches, a flashlight with fresh batteries, extra blankets and warm clothes, non-perishable food items, a can for melting water from snow, and a snow shovel. Motorists can check winter road conditions in Iowa anytime at www.511ia.org or by simply calling 511. News time is 7:13.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. The end of the year offers opportunity to take advantage of pre-season pricing on Kenzie plants, as well as to plan for tax time. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of new Kinze planters in both 12 and 16 row 3600 twin line planters. Business has been good, and we also have a tremendous selection of used planters. Take a look at a 2011 3800 24 row 30 inch planter, loaded with auto shutoffs, pneumatic down pressure, hydraulic drive. Also, we have a 24 row 20 inch 3700. It's a 2008 low acres, a great bulk fill unit. In addition, we've got an excellent selection of 3600 16 rows, everything from an 01 to a 2011, and a good selection of 12 row 3600s. The equipment has really been moving this year, and so we're really motivated to get the lot cleaned up and clear out these trade-in planters. Stop into Lindeman Tractor and take a look. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Evans, age 93, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Evans will be this morning at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lyle Short, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Short will be held today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Ramona Mona Merrick, age 79, of Glidden and formerly of Carroll, died Saturday. Massive Christian burial service for Mona Merrick will be held today at 10:30. At the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Carroll, the Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Kermit Creswell, age 75, of Earlham, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kermit Creswell will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Earlham United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham is in charge of the arrangements. Rosemary Fike, age 57, formerly of the Orient area, died December 12th in Los Angeles. Funeral services for Rosemary Fike will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Billy Taggart, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Billy Taggart will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Naomi Keppel, age 87, of Bayer, died Friday. A private family graveside service for Naomi Keppel will be held at a later date. The Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. The Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of those arrangements. Linda Fudge, age 61, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Linda Fudge are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dorothy Schroeder, age 88, of Walnut, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Services for Dorothy Schroeder are pending at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.